My name is John Erling. Today's date is February 28, 2018. Joe, would you state your full name, please?
Joseph Hill Williams, known as Joe Williams.
Hill, where does that name come from?
My grandfather, on my mother's side, was Judge Joseph Hill from Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Your date of birth?
June 2nd, 1933.
Your present age would be?
84. I'll be 85 in a couple of months.
And then tell us where we're recording this interview.
In Charleston, South Carolina, which is our home, where we live.
When was this building built?
1791, and it has a historical plaque outside that tells that.
I think we should give credit to Judge Joe Morris, because he put us together. Judge Morris, who I've interviewed for this website, now 95, legal counsel for Amerada Petroleum, dean at the University of Tulsa College of Law, federal judge in the Eastern District of Oklahoma, vice president of Shell, and then general counsel for Amerada Hess. I think the thing that ties you together is your love for hunting.
Yes.
Did you ever go hunting with him?
Oh, yes. We did a lot of bird hunting. I didn't do any animal hunting with him, but we hunted quail, we hunted doves, we hunted ducks, and he didn't hunt turkeys as much, but he did. Anything that had wings, he loved to hunt, and he loved working bird dogs. He had good bird dogs, so we had a lot of fun. I had bird dogs as well, and we hunted together. He was a very, very special fellow.
Yes. Where were you born?
I was born in Tulsa.
What hospital?
St. John's Hospital.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I was the youngest. My dad started this business, and he was building pipelines all over the country. So my sister Kate was born in Louisiana. But my sister Martha and my brother David were both born in Tulsa as well.
Your mother's name?
Martha Hill.
That was her maiden name. Where did she grow up and live?
She grew up in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Her father was Chief Justice of the Arkansas Supreme Court. They lived there. My dad knew the whole family, and he started his construction work in Arkansas, and then moved over into Oklahoma, to what was to be Oklahoma. It didn't really take off until Glen Pool was discovered, and another pool up in Kansas. He and his brother, they moved to Tulsa and started working in other parts of Oklahoma and Kansas.
What was your father's name?
David Rogerson Williams.
About your mother, what kind of personality did she have?
She was very quiet. She read a great deal, and she was intellectually oriented. She was absolutely marvelous. Do we have time for a funny story?
Sure.
Our family was from South Carolina originally, Camden, South Carolina, and we still have the old family plantation there. But Dad moved on west with Uncle Miller. Then Mother got sick in Tulsa. She went to see the doctor. The doctor examined her, and the doctor said, "Mrs. Williams, you're not sick." And he said, "I have glorious news. You're pregnant." And she said, "I can't be pregnant. I'm 40 years old, and my husband's broke." He said, "Mrs. Williams, that's a very touching story, but you're still pregnant." So they stayed right there in Tulsa, and that's when I was born in 33.
Oh, it was you she was pregnant with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was me.
So then your father, what was his personality like?
He was much more outgoing. He was absolutely rigid in being tied to doing things right, giving a fair job on construction projects, and not cheating. And anyway, he was totally rigid on that, but he had a wonderful sense of humor. And one of the things that he wanted to do was to sort of restore the family name back in South Carolina. So he bought the plantation in 1928.
That plantation was the Mulberry Plantation?
Mulberry Plantation.
In Camden, South Carolina.
Just about 5 miles south of Camden.
Your father, did he purchase it from your uncle?
From his uncle, who was also named David R. Williams. And then he started moving the family giving them a homestead, really, because he had been traveling all over. In 1923, he did the piping of Edmonton, Canada, back before pipelining really had gotten big. He was doing projects all over the place. He and his brother, Uncle Miller, were partners. Uncle Miller was financially oriented. He handled the business affairs of the emerging company in the wintertime, and Dad would move the family over to South Carolina. Dad was the engineer, and he was over all of the construction work all summer and fall. That's the way they worked. They built an organization, and World War II came along. It became absolutely critical to the war effort. They built the Big Inch and the Little Inch pipeline to the East Coast. They built a refueling facility in Nova Scotia for the British Navy. They built all of the loading facilities to be able to bring fuel on board in Africa for the North African campaigns. They built a trans-isthmus pipeline in Panama to be able to get oil from the Pacific to the east without having to go through the canal and ships. It'd have a much larger capacity with the pipelines. That's just in a nutshell what they were doing. And they brought along my brother David, who was an engineer, and my first cousins, John Williams and Charlie Williams. John and Charlie and David eventually took over the business from Dad and Uncle Miller, and the really good cadre of construction engineers, equipment operators, and Williams brothers continued to grow in the next generation.
Finally, about Mulberry. It was Mulberry Plantation. That's where you grew up, wasn't it?
That's where I grew up. I was born in Tulsa, but I grew up at Mulberry.
A working farm, about 5,000 acres.
That's right.
It's said to be great for a young boy who loved nature.
It was wonderful. When the war came on, we couldn't go back and forth to Tulsa. So Mother, my sister Kate, and I were there at the plantation all during the war. I used to ride a horse to school 5 miles into town to the public school. A lot of people thought that was unusual. Later, when I was up north, they said, "You were so poor you had to ride a horse to school?" And I said, "No, we rode the horse to school because we saved gasoline tickets that my mother could use to drive up to our summer cottage in North Carolina. That's why I rode the horse to school." And I said, "But I have to admit, I loved it."